This is a UW Oshkosh sound marker, Albee Hall. This UW Oshkosh athletic facility was named for George Sumner Albee, who was the first president of the school. A serious and religious man, in the earliest years, he personally tested and interviewed each student who applied for admission. He banned dancing and tobacco use on campus, as well as talking between classes. Since there was no universal high school education at this time, students matriculating could be as young as 14 or could have had years of work as a school teacher behind them. The first term saw 42 enrollments. During Albee's leadership, Oshkosh was the first state normal school in the country to start a kindergarten and add its unique approaches to the curriculum. Albee also insisted on laboratory education for students in biology and chemistry courses. It's fitting that this physical education facility is named for Albee. Not only is it built on the site of his former home, but Albee was a proponent of the importance of exercising the body as well as the mind. During his tenure, normal students would gather each morning for calisthenics. The facility opened in 1956, and its gymnasium was the home of Titan basketball and volleyball until 1971. It was also used for graduation ceremonies and as a concert venue, welcoming artists such as Dave Brubeck, the Kingston Trio, Chuck Berry, Simon and Garfunkel, Fleetwood Mac, Weather Report, and Doc Watson. Albee also houses a swimming pool, diving pool, weightlifting center, coaches' offices, and classrooms, and is the home of the Kinesiology Athletic Training Department. UW Oshkosh sound markers are part of the celebration of the sesquicentennial of UWO. They're a co-production of the University Archives and WRST.